Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Happy Monday. This is the day that the Lord have made, and this is Apostle Willie Ann Miller. Trust that you had a glorious and a victorious weekend. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of war and whatever else, serving and as a soldier in the army of the Lord, we still can have peace. Yes, we can have peace. But again, I thank and praise the Lord for this day, a day that I never seen before. But this day I can rejoice. Amen. We've been talking about the counsel of the Lord will stand. And we're going to continue with that as the Lord continue to give us, you know, more on it. The more I meditate on it, now, I don't know about you, but it just really helped me. Amen. And we trust to continue to encourage you as we continue to pray for Israel. And, you know, regardless of what's happening at Israel at this time, you and I need to realize what God done said about Israel, so shall it be. It may appear that it's not going to turn out the way God said it's going to turn out, but it's going to turn out just like God said it was going to turn out. And that's the thing about the time that we're living in. In Proverbs 19 and 21, it said, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counseling of the Lord, that shall stand. Man have many plans. Jeremiah even said that whoever trusts in a man is cursed. And we living in that time where it been ever since the day we came on this earth. The enemy been trying to get us as he did with the first family. I consider Adam and Eve as the first family, even though that they had a commune and fellowship with the Lord. But the enemy deceived Eve and had Eve believe that God was holding out on her. But, you know, that lie still is around. The enemy still try to get you and I to believe that God is not who he say he is based upon the word of the written word of God. He want us to believe that God don't care. He want us to believe that God don't love us. You know, that's the battle. That's really the battle of the mind. When you come a believer, the Bible tells us that we need to renew our mind and don't be conformed to this world. Well, when you first get saved, I don't know about you, but when adversity start hitting in my life, when opposition start coming and the word of God was being challenged, I find myself from time to time wanting to go back and do things the way I used to do it before I got saved. But I had to learn as a citizen in the kingdom of God. I had to learn, you know, you hear a lot of people say it's power in your word. Well, at that time, I didn't know anything about that. So a lot of time I would lean towards doing things the way I used to do it. But as I continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of God, I found out that whatever God say about my situation, it is so. One of the first thing I dealt with my son, baby boy, when he's 19, he'll be 20, come February, with Joshua, when they were said he was going to be bone still. He was going to be bone still, bone. You know what that means. And God gave me a word at 6 o'clock in the morning. I was at a prayer meeting. And the Lord began to tell me, not knowing that my daughter-in-law was pregnant at that time, but God told me he gave me a word that I did know she was pregnant, but I did not know at that time what was going on. But they was in Okinawa, Japan, and God had it fixed so they could go immediately to Texas, Houston, Texas. You know, it's amazing how God can tell you about what's going to happen in the future. And if we listen and do what the Lord tells us to do, y'all, a lot of things will turn out for the good and not for the worse. And even sometimes in obeying God, the enemy will try to make it appear that it ain't going to turn out like God say. But if we got to keep the faith, and, you know, I'm not telling everybody that everything will always turn out the way you want. But what I am telling you, God's word will stand, you know. And like I said, Israel is a blessed country. Now, we got some, everybody in Israel is not saved. We got some people that did some things that contrary to what God said to do. And believe it or not, when you and I and anybody go contrary to what God say, it's consequences for our action. Yes, God is sovereign. God is a just God. And that's something I'm still learning as a believer, as I continue to walk with God. Anytime I disobey or rebel or go against what God word say, it's consequences with it. Whether you save or not save. And I'm telling you, we need to realize that. And so we, like I said, we're going to continue talking about this. We're going to go in prayer. Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We want to say thank you for this day. Truly, this is the day that you have made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I thank you for this day. Truly, this is the day that you have made. We choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for your word today, for your people. And Father, I pray for the peace of Israel. I thank you, Father, in spite of what's happening in Israel, what you said about Israel, it shall be. It shall be. It shall be. You even said to us, Jesus said it to Peter, upon revelation of who Jesus is, I'm going to build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What you promised and said about Israel, it shall be in the end. And Father, I just thank you for what you're doing in Israel. I thank you, God, that you watch over your word to perform it. I thank you, Father, even those that is in Israel that went contrary to what you say, I pray through conviction that they will repent. And those, Father, that done lost loved ones, innocent people, I pray, Father, that you would give the family peace. And those that don't know you, I pray, Father, that they would yield and renounce sin and receive Jesus as their Savior, that they will be able to spend eternity, that they will be able to spend eternity in heaven. Father, we bless you again for this day. I decree and declare that no weapon that formed against Israel shall prosper. The weapons that the enemy is forming, it shall not prosper. Father, I thank you. A lot of time we use this terminology. People can do what they want to do, but it's one move. And God, you're going to make the final move during the time of this war. You're going to move, and I believe you is moving, and you is causing your word to come to pass. Father, I pray you continue to strengthen the hearts of the people in Israel. Continue to give them that blessed assurance, what you say about them, it is so. Father, I thank you for this broadcast today. I decree that you would give us utterance to speak your word, that you would bring encouragement, knowledge, and understanding to those that are listening. I give you praise. I give you honor. I cover everyone under the sound of my voice with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over their mind. I thank you that the Holy Spirit is being released over the airway to bring encouragement, enlightenment, and understanding to the people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As I stated, we've been talking about, now for a while, we've been talking about the word of God, the counsel of God. it shall stand. Now, if you have your Bibles, I want you to go with me. We're going to go first to, let's go to John. Let's go to John, the 8th chapter. Let's go to John, the 8th chapter, and then we're going to go. But as I stated, I want to encourage you, if you're a believer, do not cast away your confidence. Please hear me. And I found out when trouble comes, that's the time that we all need to really hold on and embrace the word of God like never before. I want you to hear me, like never before. Keep the faith. Don't cast away your confidence. The enemy persuaded Eve and had her to doubt that if they disobeyed God, nothing would happen. That God was so, and y'all, he tried to do that to all of us. And, you know, until we leave here, and then until we living in a fallen world, that's why we ministered about a week or two ago. It's so important, if you don't know Jesus, you need to receive Jesus as your personal Savior. The Bible says, appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. We all going to die. Yes. You know, I know the innocent people, as I stated, being a little bit repetitious here, but I know that people, innocent people is dying in Israel because of what's going on in the war. But y'all, it's innocent people dying here in the United States as well, all around. Murder is everywhere. You hear violence is everywhere. You're seeing all of that. But we need to make the most important and needed thing. Make sure that you don't receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So when that time comes, whenever, however it comes, you will know. As the old saints used to say, I got a ticket, signed and sealed, that I will spend eternity with Jesus. I'm telling you, that's one of the reasons why Jesus said, I come to seek and save those that are lost. He said, the sick need a physician. And Jesus' number one assignment when he came on this earth, to save the lost. I was lost one day. And I'm glad that I received Jesus. Thank you. Out of the bush, I die. Thank you, Jesus. I received Jesus as my Savior. But you know, I had to go a little further. Yes, I was saved from eternal damnation, but Jesus not only came to be my Savior, he came to be my Lord. I began to allow him to lead me in this earth how to live. But I'm telling you, if you don't know Jesus, you need to receive Jesus today. And if you don't backslide, you need to repent. Because, y'all, listen, Jesus even had the disciples, and Jesus said it in Matthew the 20th, things going to get worse. But listen, I thank God when I got some knowledge about the kingdom. You know, we're just like, you know, the children of Israel, the one that was in Goshen when everything will happen to the Egyptians. You notice God protected the children of Israel? And if you are born again believer and you in the kingdom of God, God gonna protect you. That's why Paul said we need to get our mind renewed and don't be conformed to this world. Don't come in agreement with it. You know, stand on what God's word says. And John the 8th chapter, John the 8th chapter, John the 8th chapter. I want you to go there. And we're gonna go and see what God is saying to us today. So I said we're gonna continue to talk about the counseling of God. And I'm telling you, I learned this the hard way. You know, I don't know about you, but when I first got saved, I just didn't, you know, some of the word of God, I had a little doubt. But I have not only knowledge, but I have some experience with God as well. Now, everybody's experience with God is different. God deal with everybody according to his plan and purpose for their lives. But I want to encourage you, if you don't know Jesus, you don't need to live another minute, second, or hour, or day without receiving Jesus, your Lord and Savior. Because just as sure as you're born to live, you're going to die. And the most important thing is where you're going to spend eternity. As I stated in one of my messages, you can have a beautiful funeral. They can dress it up. That you can be in the finest coffin, the finest casket. They can do all of that. But if you don't know, if you haven't received Jesus, your Lord and Savior, that's not a sign that you're going to spend eternity in heaven. Yeah, I know we don't like to talk about it, but it's the truth. In John, the 8th chapter, in that 31 verse, it said, then said Jesus, those Jews who which believed on him, if ye continue. Now listen, in this whole thing, in that 21 verse, he was dealing with a lot of the Jews that they did not believe in Jesus. They did not believe in what Jesus was saying. It was a big thing. They didn't believe. And I'm just going to go on and read that, and we're going to see how the Lord lead us today in this. But we're still talking about this. Like I said, you need to receive Jesus. But if you don't receive Jesus and you don't allow life to beat you down or cause you to cast away your confidence, I encourage you to renounce sin and ask the Lord to forgive you, the Lord to have mercy on you. And you want your relationship to be restored with him, and he would do this, that. But as I stated in one of the messages, God is not going to override your will. God ain't going to make you live right. God ain't going to make you read your Bible. God ain't going to make you. We are free moral agents. That's the way God created us, with a will. Do you not know Satan had a will? The demons had a will? The ones that was in heaven, you know, Satan, according to, I think it's Isaiah 14, Satan was in heaven. He had a will. And the angels, they have wills. And they can choose to live right. Satan choose not to continue to walk with the Lord. And he was cast out of heaven. And he brought one third of the demons with him. They have wills. And guess what? So do you and I. If you don't want to, I don't care who told you that, yeah, you can live the way you want to live. You can rebel. You can rebel against the laws, the principles, the commandments of God if you choose to. But it's consequences that come with it. And this is something I listen at children. Now, you know, I thank God I was in this beautiful service on yesterday with a pastor, Pastor Adi, you know, Safe Word Ministry, and I thank and praise the Lord for the speaker, Prophet Milton Johnson, awesome prophet of God. He gave an awesome word. It was a pastor anniversary for Pastor Adi and Amanda Gasser, but it was such an awesome, soul-stirring message. And y'all, I'm telling you, we living in the time when the Bible said many are going to depart from the faith. They're going to heed to doctrine, teaching of the devil. Now, I thank and praise the Lord for grace, but grace is not a license to sin. Apostle Paul said, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid. Y'all, God is still God. God is still calling us in his will for us to live a holy life, a sanctified life. Yes, 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 yes. But anyway, I'm going to continue to read. It said, I'm in King James, St. John 8, chapter 31, verse. It said, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus was the truth. Remember John said in the beginning was the word, and the word was with us, and the word with God. And remember it teller, John even said how the word came and dwell among us, and it was flesh. Remember that? He said that. He said in the word was, in St. John, the first chapter, he said in the word was made flesh and dwell among us. And he was talking about Jesus. Remember when Jesus came, his own people didn't receive him because he didn't come in the way that they thought he was going to come. Hallelujah. Let me read on. He said, look at the 33rd verse. He said, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed and were never in bondage to any man. How says thou ye shall be made free? See, some of them, they doubted that Jesus was the one that the prophets prophesied about was coming. Look what he said. In response, Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, whomsoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." It's only one way to God, and that's Jesus. That's the door we all have to enter. We have to acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God, and we are sinners, and we need a Savior. Now, you hear about Buddhism and all them isms, but let me tell you how all it, listen, this is where the enemy, like I stated, he wants us to believe that what God said about us, what was written, how men was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write the Bible, people trying to discredit the Bible. Guess what? They were doing it when Jesus was here. Even they didn't have the Bible written like we have in the form we have it in, but they were doing the same thing. I find out even as a minister, as an apostle in the Lord, still want to see what, and I found out that between you and God, but I'm going to tell you what he say, wipe the dust off of my feet and go to the next person. Now, you know, some say, well, why should you pray for people? Well, God is sovereign. God got a way. No, God don't override nobody will. But God in his awesomeness, God got a way to melt your heart. God got a way. He know how to open up your eyes, and he know how to bring people, what people, who to bring in your life to help you through conviction, through the drawing of the Holy Spirit. But anyway, he goes to say, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Then he said, I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word have no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye seen with your father. Now listen, God either your father or the devil your father. Some people don't want to believe that. They knew, but see, Paul said, if the gospel be hid, it's only hid to those that are lost. Satan can blind your mind. God is a spirit. Satan is a spirit. And we can be influenced either by God or by Satan. If you ain't been born again, Satan is your father. Hear me good. Yeah, but no. All of your righteousness are filthy rags. We were born and shaped in iniquity. That's what the Bible say. And y'all, I don't know about you. If you done fell out of love with the Bible, you need to fall back in love with the Bible. If you done laid your Bible to the side and let it gather with dust, you need to pull it back out, repent, and get back in that word. Some people try to pray to God and ask him for things that God never promised you. Yeah, you know, I have my little scriptures down, but anytime the Holy Spirit come in, I got to say what he said because he know who are listening at this broadcast. And he would tell them, he said, yeah, you say you Abraham seed, but you seek to kill me. Because my word have no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen. He's talking about the devil. Oh, yeah, that's what he's talking about. And I'm telling you, the devil can influence and entice you. Well, how he do it? Through your thoughts. With thoughts in your through your mind. That's how he inject thoughts. You can have thoughts of encouragement, thoughts of discouragement, thoughts of bitterness, thoughts of jealousy. Hallelujah. Look at 39 verse. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that have told you the truth, which I have heard of God, this did not Abraham. Now see, there too, you see, we living in that time now. Some people, you go and try to tell them what is written, they'll get offended with you. They get mad. They'll stop communicating with you. But listen, the Bible tells us in the book of Thessalonians, because they love not truth, God sound a strong delusion, and they believe the lie. Listen, the Bible tells us in Romans the first chapter, let every man be a liar, but God be true. It's God's will for all mankind to be saved. But do you not know all is not going to be saved? Not because it's not the will of God, but because they choose not to. Do you not know? You have people come, going to church, say, right up in the church, as we consider the house of God, and they don't believe what they hear it. They rejected what they hear it. I'm so glad that we have a Bible and we can pick it up and read it, and we can ask the Father that reveal to us through the Holy Spirit what God is saying. The Bible said, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Anytime the Holy Spirit speaking, he gonna confirm what is written. Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit come, he ain't going to speak of himself. He going to speak of me. And the Holy Spirit revealed to us, bring about a reality who Jesus is, what Jesus did. Hallelujah. But he said, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the work of Abraham. The 40th verse. But now you seek to kill me, a man that have told you the truth. And he talking about a truth that set you free. The word of God, when you receive the word of God, if you believe it and receive it, it will set you free. Apostle Paul said it's power. It do. Jesus said on one occasion, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at the 41 verse. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Ye are your father, the devil. Now you know he done upset them. And you better not tell some folks now you being inspired by the devil. They really get offended. I done had that said before. And y'all, this is true. These the word of the Lord. These ain't what Prophet Miller say, but these are the words of the Lord. In the lust of your father ye would do, he was a murderer from the beginning, a boy not in truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convince me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe? He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. I'm telling you, he made them Jews highly, highly, highly upset with him. Amen. He made them highly upset with him. Amen. And I'm telling you, as I stated, we need to really get in this word. Get it and listen. I don't hear people say, well, the reason why I don't believe the Bible, because I don't understand it. You know, I don't understand how a black cow can produce white milk, but I like milk. That don't stop me from drinking it. Come on. It's certain foods, a recipe, I don't know how to cook it, but some people can cook it. I might not know and understand it, but I still won't eat it because I like the food. Come on, somebody. I don't understand sometimes, and it have been, yeah, I done took pain relief. A pain pill before. I done went to the doctor and I had to get some prescription. Yeah, I done did that. Might not understand that all this about that prescription or that medicine, but guess what? I believe and trust the doctor. He going to give me something to heal me. To help my body, but guess what? If I can believe and trust what he said, why can't I believe and trust what God's word say? But you know, you can see how the enemy done interfere and when it come down to we believe in what God's word says, have you ever noticed? Just sit down sometime and think about it. I went through a season of my life, it would just be so hard for me to read the word. I could sit up and watch TV for hours and hours. But then time I would get ready to read my word, I would fall asleep. The money activity, the spirit of detraction was there. Because the enemy didn't want me to get in this word, because if I get in this word, I'm going to find out about him. I'm going to find out who I am in God, who God is, who Jesus is, who the Holy Spirit is, what Jesus did for me, and he don't want that. He do not want us to learn none of that. He don't, better yet, he don't want us to know it. And he'll go to extreme measure. That's why he tried, the Bible said, forsaken not to assemble yourself together. Now, some might not agree with what I'm finna say, but it's okay. It's okay. But that's why when the enemy would tell him to shut the church down and don't nobody go to church, but in some places they were telling people they couldn't go to church, but people were still going to places and going out. But when it came to they trust themselves to go out. But when it came down to the church, they didn't trust themselves to go. The enemy were telling people, you're getting the virus from the church. And a lot of people fell for that lie. Oh, yes. Yes, I'm going to say it. Because, y'all, if we sit back sometime, if you're a believer, sometime if you just get still and quiet and just ask the Lord, Lord, where you at in this? Is you in this at all? I mean, get still. We can be so busy we can't even hear the voice of God. I've been down that road, too. I have to tell myself sometime, "Ann, you too busy." And I mean, not just, you know, I be busy. I'm full-time minister and I travel a lot. But sometimes I have to, even in my home, I have to just settle down, get still, get quiet. Get still and get quiet so you can hear the Lord. Because the enemy try to get us so busy. That little busy spirit. That little Martha spirit. Somebody listening at this broadcast now, you just got a Martha spirit. You do not know how to get still. You don't know how, when it come down to reading your Bible, you say, "Oh, I read it for 30 minutes." Now, listen, I'm not telling you how much time you need to spend in the Word, but I'm telling you, do need to read the Word. Some might need more time in the Word than others. That's the point I'm making. I'm not trying to put everybody in the same boat. It's the old saints used to use that terminology. But you do. Jesus said each word is spirit and life in it. My time might not go on, and I ain't even really got down really to my foundation of it. Let's go to Psalms, the first chapter. Psalms, the first chapter. We're going, if I lay my foundation today and pick it up on Thursday, but we talking about the Word of God is so important. Amen. A lot of people say, "I need a word from the Lord." Well, I'm doing my best and giving you what the Lord told me to share with you. In Psalms, the first chapter, that first verse, it said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of the sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth the fruit in its season, and its leaf also shall not wither, or whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." The ungodly. Now listen, he's talking about the Word of God. Remember when Moses died, God told Joshua, "You need to meditate in my word day and night." Day and night. That's what God told Joshua. He said, "By you matter," he said, "Moses dead, as I was with Moses, I'm with you, Joshua." But he told Joshua, "You need to meditate in my word day and night. And by meditating in my word day and night, you won't not only be successful, but you will prosper. You'll be able to prosper you. It'll help you." And y'all, I'm telling you, Paul even told Timothy in the last days, some going to depart from the faith. They're going to heed the doctrine and teaching of the devil. Timothy was a young minister, and he was dealing with a lot of false teachers. Paul even said on one occasion, "You need to stir up the gift on the inside, on the inside of you when they laid hands on you." See, these are things personally we got to do for ourselves. I had to learn that. You ain't going to be able to get everything that you need when it comes down to your relationship with God in the church. You're going to get the basic. Please hear me. I'm not saying don't go to church, because the Bible says forsake not to assemble yourself. You need to go to church, but you need to be in. Let the Lord lead you where you need to join yourself to. The pastor, you need to pray. You don't go there because it's the family church. You don't join because it's the family church. You don't join because I like their choir. I like their music. No, let the Lord lead you. The Bible says it's many is led by the Spirit of sons of God. See, when we get born again and we receive Jesus, we receive the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into all truth. Amen. Come on, somebody. But this witness, he said, ungodly, not so, but like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. The Lord knoweth the way. He's telling us even right there. And I'm telling you, true believers can be distinguished by the things we do or not do. The places we go and places we don't go. The company we keep and don't keep. And none of us can experience God's blessing without turning from things that are harmful or destruction. And the Bible tells us, as individual believers, it tells us what to do, what not to do. And I don't know about you, when I got saved, I can tell anybody. Whatever God said in the word, it didn't make sense to my common sense. Anybody been continued listening to us through this broadcast, you know. Thank God for Apostle Armstrong. He is the founder of it. Thank God for allowing him to let us play a part in it. I thank you so much, Apostle Armstrong, for hearing the voice of God. And I pray God continue to grace you with strength, knowledge, understanding, and revelation. But I'm serious. This is so important. Okay, the next, let's go to Isaiah 55. Verse 10 and 11, I'm telling you, the enemy, I'm telling you, he's trying to get you and I. Don't get so detracted on all of this, what's happening on the earth. There's a lot of bad things happening. But listen, you got to know how to pull aside. As the old folks say again, and you hear me using a lot of the old, I'm from the old school. Now, some things I'm still in the process. I got to unlearn some stuff. But some of the basic things that I was taught when I first got saved, they still works today. They still affected today. And I'm telling you, Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. For as the rain, now this is Isaiah, that 10 and 11 verse. I'm not going to read all of it, but I want to show you he was talking about the word of God. Come on, somebody. You don't need to let go of the word. Please hear me. But like I said, I hear so many people say, you know, I don't understand the Bible. That's why I don't read the Bible. I don't understand the Bible. That's why I don't go to church. Because a lot of people go to church. They ain't living right. Listen. That's not your cheese. Now, they wrong if they ain't living right before you. But listen, you don't base your life or you don't let them dictate to you whether you continue going to the house of God. You don't do it on the job. That's why I said when you sit down and sometimes think about what the people let the enemy have them doing and saying, you'll come out and say, well, now, you know, I like chicken. You know, they say all preachers like chicken. I don't know if that's true or not. I know Prophet Miller like chicken. Now, if you don't like chicken, you think they're going to stop me from eating chicken? When I want some chicken, I like KFC chicken. I like Popeye chicken. Certain places that sell chicken, I go get. That ain't going to stop me. But you see how the enemy can just deceive you, have you believe it. Well, ain't nobody living right in church. You go on your job. Now, I know your mindset. Yeah, people, yes, they should be an example. We're supposed to be an example of the believer. But the point I'm making is you don't let that stop you on that job. You know all kind of folks on that job. But because you understand the power of a dollar, you ain't going to let that stop you from going. You're going to keep going, right? I know I did. Well, guess what? When it comes down to you're supposed to go to church for you. The Bible said, let every man work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. You got to work yours out. I got to work mine out. I'm going to go. If you don't go that between you and God, it ain't got nothing to do with Prophet Miller. And it's supposed to be the same way. The most needful thing, why we let people, and that's the enemy. I know he involved. The most needful thing. The old saints used to sing a song. My soul need a resting place. And your soul, my soul, well, our spirit and soul, the soul and the spirit going to come one. Well, how I know that? We ministered last week in St. Luke, the 16th chapter, when Jesus was telling them about the rich man and Lazarus, the beggar. When they die, the beggar lift up his eyes in heaven, the rich man went to hell. And the rich man was able, you could tell he had a soul. He was able to see, he was able to feel, he was able to smell, he was able to talk. For people, the enemy telling you it ain't no hell and it ain't no heaven. See, this is what the enemy does. He go to extreme measures. He'll, like I said in the beginning, he'll let you sit up there and watch TV eight hours. And I'm going to tell you something else. I thank God for my phone. My children blessed me with an iPhone for Mother's Day. I'm still learning how to work. But let me tell y'all something. Do you not know it can be used for good and evil? I have watched sometimes, you know, I cut my phone off at night, but sometime in the morning, if I ain't careful, if I turn that phone on and sometime going through it, checking my email, if I ain't careful, I be distracted and I sit there and look at that phone. And God, you ain't going to look at it. You're going to pray. You're going to do your study. And you ain't going to, y'all, I'm telling you, the enemy use whatever he can to detract us from this word. Because in Hebrew, the Bible said the word of God is powerful and sharp than a two-edged sword. Y'all, I think I'm still with the residue from that service. That service was just awesome. And then I've been with the Lord all morning. You know how sometimes the spirit do this. But I'm telling you, we need to get back to this word. But in Isaiah 55 and the 8th verse, it said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your way my way, saith the Lord. And you know, I'm trying my best to get into Acts the 5th chapter. If we don't today, unless the Lord, we're getting there. But anyway, he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, said the Lord. See, that would mess up a lot of people right there. Y'all, you can't put God on your time schedule. We can't put God in a box. And I've been down that road, too. But we have to learn to take him at his word. That's why in Romans 12, it tells us that we have to renew our mind. It didn't say God going to renew our mind. I find a lot of time I say, I'm waiting on God. God waiting on me. Oh, me. Amen. Well, see, you know, even with that, a lot of time if you know you're wrong, just acknowledge. You know, confess, Father, I'm the guilty one. They used to tell me that whoever you point your finger at, you got four pointed back at you. Well, Lord, what are you talking about, prophet, today? I'm talking about the power of God's word. I'm saying whatever God done said about you and I, it is so. And I'm telling y'all, yeah, what's going on in Israel right now is sad. Innocent people getting killed. But y'all, God gonna do what he said he was gonna do for Israel. I don't want to be Israel's enemy. But I tell you what, I learned this. Everybody in Israel ain't saved. And I'm telling you, it's consequences when you and I and anybody rebel against the laws and principles of God. It comes with consequences. You can go and read the Old Testament. They were God's favorite people, Israel. When they sinned, God dealt with them. And listen, guess what? Yeah, we're in a new covenant with better promise, but let me tell you something. None of that excludes us from the consequences of rebelling and disobeying God's word. But he said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your way my way, said the Lord. And I'm telling you, God's thoughts and his ways are not those of natural peoples, a natural person. A lot of things I don't thought, and I had to learn, no, God don't do it that way, no. You can mature to the point in the Lord, you just trust him. I mean, you can trust him, you know, where, you know, I don't know how it's going to turn out. You know, I don't know how God going to cause this to turn out the way he said in his word, but he's going to do it. God is awesome like that, y'all. Come on, somebody. And that's why, like I said, we have to really get our mind renewed. Then I like, look what else you said in that ninth verse. For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thereof, but water the earth, and make it bring forth, and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing. I'm telling you, God's word is so powerful. The power and effect of God's word, it is never cancer or render void. His word will always bring either spirit of life to those of us who receive it, or just condemnation to those that reject it. And I'm telling you something, don't be deceived by the devil. You can't go around here and say, well, I know what God said, but all right. But I'm telling you, the Bible says, who all live a godly life, don't suffer persecution. And I found this out when I got saved. I thought everybody going to be glad I was saved. Not so. I thought that all of my problems, all the adversity, I didn't think I would have to deal with certain things. But guess what? That's when I believe I got on the hit list. But I find out who all look, and the Bible said it, who all live godly life going to suffer persecution. And y'all, I'm telling you, if you're a born-again believer, and I done had people to call me, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing this, just like nothing ain't going right for me. Well, first of all, you need to go back and really examine yourself. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, it tell us, Paul said, now finally, my brethren, put on the whole armor of God, because you ain't wrestling with flesh and blood. And that is so true. We live in a fallen world, and the enemy is constantly after you. If you're a born-again believer, he is constantly after you because he wants you to discredit God. He wants you to renounce Jesus. He don't want you to live right. He go to extreme measure trying, like I said, keep you out the word. He don't want you to, and sometimes he don't care if you go to church, if you sit up there and sit up there and ignore everything the pastor say. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Come on now. He'll want you to go in there and look at what the pastor got on. Then have you thinking about what they, you'll be studying them every time they, if they, oh, they doing this and that. Y'all see, it ain't about them, it's about you. Come on now. But I'm seeing, like I said, I'm talking about what he said about the word of God is so powerful. Come on now. It was amazing, like I said, how God spoke directly, how God spoke to Adam and Eve. And he did it with his word. How God spoke to Abraham, he spoke to Isaac, he spoke to Jacob, he spoke to Moses. He also spoke to the entire nation of Israel at Mount Sinai when he recited the 10th commandment. Come on, somebody. God will speak through the prophets. And you know, I've heard people say, you know, as I stated, they said the Bible ain't true. Well, you know, it amazed me where these men was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write. It done came to pass today, and they with the Lord. They gone. But see, that's why I said all of these things that the enemy, the lies he put in your head, you overcome it with the word. The Bible said we had to, by the washing of the word, we purify our soul by believing the word. But we in a time now that people is not want to receive sound doctrine. They don't want truth. The Bible said they'll come lovers of themselves. more than lovers of God, lover of pleasure, and watch it. I'm not against a prosperity message because you cannot serve God and prosperity on sure. But let me tell you something. Don't make prosperity a God. Come on, somebody. Don't make money your God. Don't let nothing come in your life. It's idolatry. But some people that make money, idolatry. It's all about the dollar. It's a movie out here. It's all about the Benjamin. No, it should be about God. The Bible said money is the ruler of all evil. It's nothing wrong with having money, but it's something wrong with money having you. When you start letting money dictate to you, the Bible said he that seek to be rich, he seeks from wisdom. In Mark the 4th chapter, Matthew the 13th chapter, it said how the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word. We supposed to always keep God number one, the first and the greatest commandment in the new covenant, to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. We supposed to keep God at the forefront. God, what are you saying? God, what you want me to do? Christianity is about a relationship. The enemy don't mind people going to church, but he don't want you to develop a relationship with your creator, but that's what it's about. That's what Jesus died for. Number one reason that, restore humanity relationship back to their creator. God always wanted to commune and fellowship with us. He always wanted to be a part of our life. But because he gave us a free will, oh, Lord, I told the Lord when I came into that knowledge and understand the revelation, I asked the Lord, why you gave me a free will? He said, because I don't want robots. I want you to serve me because you want to. I want you to seek me because you want to and because you love me. I want you to obey me. And he said, I help you, Anya. I said, Lord, this will, because sometimes, y'all, see, Paul said this in Romans, the 7th chapter, about he found out we don't have a sin nature, but we still got our flesh. And the flesh is the doorway for the enemy to come in. Flesh is independent of God. Flesh is selfish. Flesh is jealous. Come on, somebody. Flesh want it way all the time. That's why the Bible says our flesh is the enemy to God. Hallelujah. I got to close. I got to come in. I got to come in. But we laid our foundation because I'm talking about adversity. I'm still talking about whatever God say, it gon' stand. We can't. You can't. It shall prevail what the Lord say. The enemy wants you to believe it won't. Don't get so caught up in all this detraction you lose focus on what God is saying. Are you hearing me? Don't get so detracted because he's trying to detract you to get you in bitterness, resentment, all kind of craziness. Don't allow yourself to do that. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for your word today. I thank you for the Holy Spirit bring that is confirming, bring enlightenment and understanding, and even encouraging to your people, those that don't know Jesus. I pray, Father, that they would receive Jesus, that they would renounce sin right now and ask Jesus, I believe he the Son of God. Jesus, forgive me, I'm a sinner. Come into my heart. I believe you the Son of God. I believe you died for my sin. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart. And he said, if you believe that, and receive Jesus, and you go tell somebody, I received Jesus today, I'm saved. And then invite the Holy Spirit. Welcome the Holy Spirit to come in. Guess what? Your life would never be the same. And get in your Bible, begin to read your Bible, and ask God what he wants you to attend church, and get in that church. And I promise you, you will see your life be transformed. The Bible says you'll be a new creature in Christ Jesus, and old things pass away, behold, all things are new. Again, this was Apostle William Miller. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be with us on Thursday from 6 to 7. We're going to continue with this as the Lord leads us. Enjoy the rest of your day.